Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is time for Hailing the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHAS.
He is back and better than ever. Well, at least hopefully. Well,
yeah, I got my eye did. Just one eye did, though.
Do you feel like the Terminator at all? Do they give you, like, secret senses where you can, like, see into the future and stuff?
I hadn't thought about that yet, but I was so happy about my cataract surgery that was Monday afternoon, Monday night. They put this little shield over your eye so that you don't touch your eye for several hours. And I was able to take it off Monday evening, and then I went to bed. And then I would wake up a few times in the night and then just look with my right eye. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
You could already tell a difference that
yes.
soon?
Yes. Yes. It's 2020. And then I went into the doctor for a checkup yesterday morning, you know, follow-up. And they had me do the whole eye thing, and it was like, 2020, you're great. It was like, dude, that is awesome. And I was so fearful of it because I didn't know what it was going to be like. It's like, they're going to poke me in the eye? How does that work? Oh, my God.
Right, and we talked about it before the surgery about how you didn't know, did they knock you out completely? Did you see the needle going directly into your ocular nerve?
Answer no on that, on both of those, actually. What they do is put numbing drops in your eyeball in the prep room, you know, with Nurse Michelle. She was great. And she has one L in her Michelle, like my sister. She told me that. And she said, it's pretty rare. I was like, yeah, well, my sister spells hers the same way. Showed her on the phone. She put some drops in my eye. And then about, I don't know, 15 minutes later, she put more drops in my eye. And then they gave me a Valium. And I'm not a drug person. And I told them, years ago, I had to get in an MRI tube, and I didn't like it. So they gave me a Valium, and I said it had zero effect.
Yeah, that would be my worry.
And that was the way the other day. And I said, before they wheeled me in for surgery, I said, Dr. King was the anesthesiologist, came in and checked on me first. And I said, hey, heads up. They gave me a Valium, and I'm still 100%. I feel nothing has changed. Just to let you know, I want to make sure that, he goes, don't worry. We'll set a level that you'll be comfortable, and they're going to put more numbing stuff in your eye when you get in there. So it's like, it was cool. And you don't feel it. They put one of those arresters. Ian, didn't you have that done when you had some eye stuff, that arrester on your eyelid so that you can't blink?
Yeah, kind of like the Clockwork Orange, can't
right.
close your
yep.
eyes.
Yeah. Yep.
And they put a little port, I guess, in the back of my hand. She said, ooh, your veins are pretty. I said, that's a lot of working out, sister. That's what that is. And they stuck whatever I needed for anesthesiology. But I was there, but it wasn't out. But it was, that was enough to, I guess, relax me.
Right, and, make it easy.
But, dude, they put this thing over you, and all you see is out that one hole, that one eye, where they're going to work. And they also put a plastic shield over your other eye, and they mark your forehead to make sure that they work on the correct thing. And it's just, I like the backup. And then the doctor came in prior to surgery, and he put another mark up there on my forehead. They said, we just always make sure we're
just to be safe.
And then I go in there. I told Ian this earlier, but you'll love this. So they wheel me into the surgery room, and there's a woman there, nurse, and she goes, hi, I'm Michelle. I'll be taking care of her. I said, I just met a Michelle. She said, yeah, I have one L, too. I said, great, so does my
what?
Sister. And then she said, oh, that Packers mask. I was wearing my mask. Instead of them putting a hospital one on you, you can just wear the mask that you would wear at a Kroger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I wore mine all through, and she said, I'm from Chicago. I'm like, oh,
no,
here we go.
My
big
girl.
Bears fan. Yeah, she's a Bears fan. So I was like, here we go. And we had some good NFL banter. and everybody was a pro. That was just great. I just loved the experience because I was fascinated by it. I was scared before, but fascinated by it because when you're looking out of that one little, you know, port, that one little hole that the, you know, they put, they had already put drops in, everything was, you know, the feeling was taken away. All I saw were like two little block shapes, square shapes, and then kind of a circular one next to it. And then the color scheme around it was like purplish and then yellow and then something. And then, you know, the doctor's talking to you and he's telling you what he's doing. And then he goes, then we're all finished. And it's like, what? And I mean, it was, oh, that was quick.
Are there any loud, is there loud machinery like a dentist or?
No.
That I could do. It's the loud, scary noises that freak me out.
No, I have zero recollection of that, but I just remember the images because I was fascinated with, you mean I got to watch you do something in my eyeball? So anyway, the reason I brought all this up on the air is I just want people who are anticipating something like this to not fear it. It's astounding, and I can't tell you how stunned I am. Not only do you see so much clearer. I mean, I'm covering my left eye right now as I'm talking, looking across my living room, and everything is crisp and clean, but the colors are back. And I asked the doctor about that yesterday in the checkup. I said, I can't believe, like, the colors in your tie. The other things, he said, yeah, because that kind of stuff fades ever so slightly, and you just don't realize you're looking at a dimmer world.
That so is wild.
They put it back in, it's like, we were watching the news Monday night, and I was covering up one eye and saying, I can't believe how bright, and they said, yeah, the blues and the reds, everything come back so much brighter to you now. And
I love that.
The graphics. Yeah, so I can't wait to get my second one done.
Right, well, now I'm jealous. I want one. I know, obviously, it would be harder for me, but Pat knows anything before noon, if I'm not wearing my glasses, he cannot show me because I just can't see. Everything is a blur to me.
It's fascinating. Anyway, thanks to everybody at U of L Health. I'm going to get Haley to figure out a way to get you in there.
The
U of L Health Eye Specialist. And
I love eye specialists.
Dr. Jorn Soltau is my guy. And everybody that worked around him, they were fantastic. It was just, I was completely at ease. And I liked it that the people in the surgery room were NFL fans. They talked to one guy, talked about his team. Somebody talked about their team or whatever. So everybody, immediately you bring up NFL, I was like, oh, everybody's got something to tell you.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Yeah, we love them there. They help me out, too.
Unfortunately, Michelle and I don't have a lot to say. Chicago fans.
That's okay. You're loyal. That's what's great.
Yeah, it's just a lifetime of pain is what we're loyal to. But, it's fine.
Let's see. First, Michelle, the first nurse I had in the prep room, her son is in a band, and he is the, drummer? I think drummer, she said. And she's excited her kid's in a band and they've got a concert coming up soon. So it's like life is starting to open again. And she said they're like an 80s hair band, metal band.
Ooh.
And she just said her kid just looks so cool because he's got the perfect head of hair for it. So it's like, she's like, you got to come to the show. It's like, yeah, okay, now I'll be able to see it.
That'll just make you more jealous, though, won't it? Perfect head of 80s hair.
That is true.
Good on him. And that stuff must be back again where he can do the 80s hairband thing. That's awesome. Anyway, thanks again, U of L Health. It was great. And that's right. The song's perfect. Doctor My Eyes. That worked out. I can't wait to get my second cataract surgery. And Dr. Soltau said that he would put a different type of lens in it so it would cover both near and far better. Because up close right now, it's with my left, it's just still a little hazy. And they've done all this science to figure out how to balance you out so that you get a just fantastic view of the world again. Nice to see it all again. All right, welcome to Haley and the Knobs. Coming up in a few minutes, another knob who's not named Ian or Terry. His name is Louis Gohmert. He's in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he suggests that maybe we move the Earth closer to the moon to combat climate change.
All right.
I don't think he was kidding.
I like where his mind's at. I want to hear him out.
That's on the way.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tony Cruz fellow, he was at my house today. How about that?
Did he break in? Did you call the cops?
I didn't need to. He actually brought me a piece of equipment from the studios, and it was nice to see Cruz. I haven't seen him in a year. So
I hear rumors. Does he travel with people that kind of roll out that red carpet in front of him as he walks?
He walked through my front door without any assistance. I didn't see any goons in the driveway there to protect him, so they probably stayed out in the limo. Our morning guy, Tony Cruz. Great show in the morning. That's Van Morrison, Moondance. Yeah, baby. This guy is clearly kidding. Representative Louis Gohmert, he is a Texas Congress member. But he asks whether the Forest Service or Black Lives Matter can alter the orbit of the moon or the earth in order to fight climate change. This was during a House Natural Resources hearing. And a lot of people are like, this guy is so dumb. It's like, I think he's being sarcastic, clearly. He knows Black Lives Matter is not a science outfit or a space, you know, pursuit. So he's pushing back against groups, I guess, that he thinks are overdoing it with climate change study and aggressive urgency of legislation to try and combat climate change. But he's on a House Natural Resources hearing.
And I understand from what's been testified to the Forest Service and the BLM, you want very much to work on the issue of climate change. I was informed by the immediate past director of NASA that they have found that the moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. We know there's been significant solar flare activity. And so is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun? Obviously, that would have profound effects on our climate.
She goes on to say, let me look into that, the moderator of that. So he's being a smart aleck. That's all.
Yes, he's being a smart aleck, but it's not even a good joke. Like, Black Lives Matter doesn't even focus in climate change. I don't understand.
No, that's a component that leads to more. Yeah, that is. That's part of the platform. That it's part of enhances the. It has a racist component to it. I know some people stretch things in certain directions, but that people are disenfranchised, people are more adversely affected by climate change. I mean, people make arguments on all different platforms.
Mm-hmm. Either way, that's not. I don't think what they're necessarily known for.
No, of course not.
But and I mean, without a tinge, I mean, his voice didn't. It didn't sound sarcastic at all. Representative.
He does speak very flatly. But it did remind me of the movie It's a Wonderful Life that you watch at Christmas time, right? George Bailey? Oh, if he hadn't lived, his brother would have died. I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
Oh, dude, you're missing out. George Bailey goes through a real transition in his life. He lives in Bedford Falls, and he wants to get out and see the whole world. In fact,
I mean, I know how it goes, and I've seen a few parts of it, but I'm just not impressed.
Here he is trying to woo Mary. She's a high school senior, I guess, or maybe they're both high school seniors, whatever it is. And he walks her home, and some neighbors watching from a nearby porch, and they're talking about their dreams and so forth.
What is it you want, Mary? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word, and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll give you the moon, Mary.
I'll take it. Then what?
Well, then you could swallow it, and it'd all dissolve, see? And the moonbeams would shoot out of your fingers and your toes and the ends of your hair.
I think old Jimmy Stewart's doing some LSD or something when he came up with that one.
Yeah, I'm not charmed. I'm whatever, sir.
Here's the beginning of this particular clip. I just kind of get a kick out of it. They're singing.
I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world. Italy, Greece, the Parthenon, the Colosseum. Then I'm coming back here and go to college and see what they know. And then I'm going to build things.
I like that. That's a good premise. He's going to take a gap year and go see all those things. He doesn't mention how he's going to pay for all that. If he's a high school senior, that seems rather ambitious, doesn't it?
Wait a minute.
Right?
Right.
He's just going backpacking. He'll live in hostels and, you know.
I guess it was different back then.
The 1930s, I think that film is.
1940.
Oh, 46. Yeah. Here it is. I just found it. George Bailey, Ken Lasso the Moon. So apparently the concept is out there, Representative Gohmert. If you can find a modern-day George Bailey to lasso the moon and pull it in and get, whoever the object of his affection is, to swallow the moon so that, what did he say, light beams would shoot through their fingers and the ends of their hair?
Yeah.
That kind of sounds like something Elon Musk might try.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Once he figures out, you know, how to land his fancy spaceship without bursting into flames.
And once he figures out how to help pay some taxes to just sort of help the rest of us move along, since he's got billions and apparently doesn't have to pay taxes on certain years because of his investments. Yeah, that's what they do. They figure that out. All right, still to come on the show, we've got a Kanye's got a new woman. I know you're going to be interested in that.
What? Sales.
Yep, there's a new woman in Kanye's life. I guess he's decided to move on. Plus, we have an Ohio lawmaker who says the vaccine is turning people into human magnets. That's next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Science! You enjoying the cicada noises over there, Haley?
I personally love the noise of cicadas.
You might as well. It's a rarity. It's science! Right? It's nature, science. We can believe in it.
I don't even know if I've heard it yet.
Yeah, well,
really?
Somebody in Jeffersonville, just in my wife's thread on Facebook, said we haven't heard a peep out of them yet, and I thought we would hear it over here in Jeffersonville, but no. My wife wrote on Facebook, I'm going to need somebody to come over here and sweep all the dead bodies off my porch, which I won't do because any of my buddies who go fishing know it's free bait. And it's like when, you know.
Oh, that's a good idea. But I feel the same way, and I'm sure you guys have noticed, but our dog likes to eat the cicadas.
Mm-hmm. I would have thought Johnny Fever would have cleaned up Terry's porch problem.
Right, right.
He's not interested. He looks at him, and he's like, yeah, whatever.
He's too high class.
Yeah, those don't taste like peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. That's right. He gets the fancy Jif peanut butter from me. Fancy Jif. It's the cheapest one out there, I think.
Oh, no. We get the store brand at our house.
Oh, is it cheaper than Jif?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we walked a few miles today, and he just looks at him like, oh. And then the ones that are struggling, and they're like flapping their little wings. It's like, and then when they're in the street, you just feel worse because then they're dumb, which means they impregnated a female cicada, and she's going to have dumb babies because he's so dumb he's in the road. Instead of just, he's got wings, fly across the road, and land in the grass. Land on a tree.
I think you're looking way too much into this, Mr. Miners.
I've been thinking about it since 2004.
Yeah, I've always loved the drone of their screams. As terrible as that sounds.
It's like a horror movie intro right there. I've always loved the drones of their screams.
Chew them up. Mix them in with your...
No, I can't with them being dead all over my neighborhood.
Mix them up with your tuna. In other scientific news, we have an Ohio lawmaker. I think she's like a state rep or something, but she's an anti-vaxxer. And she was speaking at, what was it? She's arguing in favor of a bill that will stop businesses and government agencies from requiring vaccinations because, after all, you know that they're turning humans into magnets. They're magnetizing people, and this has something to do with the 5G towers that are out there. And she's elected. She's in office. Here we go.
Requiring vaccinations.
But I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots, and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead. It sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them, and they can stick. Because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There's been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined, an interface between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers.
Okay. That's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. That's her name. In Ohio.
And she is writing and passing laws for the state of Ohio. Also, I love how she didn't say, I'm sure you've read the scientific articles. She just said, oh, I've seen, I know on the internet, you've seen the people that they put the spoons on their head. Like, ma'am, not everything on the internet is factual.
What? You can put spoons and forks all over them and they stick. That's what she said.
I'm sure you've seen the videos. What?
Maybe because there's some GIF on the fork.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, what? She is a doctor. A medical doctor.
No.
Not just a state lawmaker. Wow. She's from Cleveland. And her name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And thank you, NBC News, for that clip. So it just tells you there's all kinds out there. Now, Dr. Fauci on Meet the Press, the weekday version of it, with, what's his name, Chuck Todd. And Fauci is now referring to himself in third person. That always makes me nervous when people do that stuff.
Now you're at the focal point. What is your level of concern that we're going to discredit public health officials to the point of, you know, look at Russia. They actually have a good vaccine. And none of their citizens will take it because they don't trust their own government.
Right. It's very dangerous, Chuck, because a lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that.
Now, clearly his positions have changed over the course of the pandemic, but I always write that off as evolution of knowledge. Remember in the beginning, you don't need a mask unless you're sick. If you're a sick person, you should have a mask on. But you don't need a mask. That's not necessary. And then, you know, several weeks later, yeah, you know what? Maybe a mask is not a bad idea. And then obviously later, was that early this year, maybe two masks.
Someone said something about
five masks or whatever. Anyway, there's Dr. Fauci. You attack him, you're attacking science.
You're attacking Anthony Fauci. You're attacking science as a whole.
You know, for people who can never find their keys, let's go back to that Ohio lawmaker, Dr. Tenpenny.
Yes, I think it would be a lovely convenience. Not only are you vaccinated, but now you'd never lose your keys or cell phone.
That is the worst thing in the world when somebody says, I don't know where my keys are. It's like, why don't you put them down in the same place every time you enter the home, and then when it's time to go. I've always told my kids that, too. Don't mess with my keys. They go right here. So if somebody's bleeding, we're not going to waste time trying to find my keys. I don't know where I put my keys. Put them in the same place.
You're just a very strange man.
I really am. But I don't look for my keys.
That is true. Yeah. I have a similar. I usually keep my keys in one of two places. So that cuts my looking time in half. But
that's good.
Still.
It's still stupid to not have them in the same place, because if somebody's, if there's an emergency and you're going to drive somebody who's bleeding to whatever, to a clinic or whatever, to stop, to save their life, and you're looking for keys for 3 minutes, that's really not the best thing to do. Have a key rack, have a place, whatever, and then that way, that's the dumbest thing in the world.
I keep getting keys.
That is a wild hypothetical and also very butterfly effecty. It's like, oh, well, the 12 seconds you spend looking could have been spent at the hospital.
But well, there's other reasons why you have to be in a hurry and you have to have your keys.
Very
the
strange.
Dumbest thing in the world is, I keep getting keys. Okay, got it. Put your keys in the same place over and over. And that's just a dumb thing. But we are, you know, we were on a vacation one time with a bunch of groups. And we all spent 8 hours looking for keys that somebody who was blocking in everybody else.
8 hours?
Yes. Let's search this place up and down, because it was a rented, huge house. And I'm the one who found them the next morning, because people look for hours night before. I got up early the next morning, found them. And then we were all trapped. See, you don't want to be that guy, right? You don't want to be that guy.
Not a chance.
But or you can just get vaccinated and then just stick your keys to your neck. They'll always be right there, ready to go. Let's go to the movies. We're late for we're late for church. Got my keys. Let's go. That's how that works.
I almost forgot the commercial break.
We better take that back. Come back in a moment.
Terry.
News Radio 840 WHN.
I forgot where I put my keys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Haley and the Knobs here on News Radio 840 WHS. We had a lot of people contact us. The BLM referenced by Gohmert, the Texas representative, is the Bureau of Land Management.
Oh,
that would make more
my
sense.
Goodness. Thank you so much, and I'm so sorry that we're this stupid.
But then I looked up Black Lives Matter and climate change platform, and it absolutely is a major component for that. Just like I said, they said climate change more adversely affects marginalized people than others. So there you go. Barack Obama, maybe you've heard of him. He was president of the United States.
It kind of rings a bell.
He's online talking about cancel culture and his daughters and the wonderful work that the two of them and their generation are doing for the world.
Acknowledge that sometimes among their peer group or in college campuses, you know, you'll see folks going overboard. Mm. But they have a pretty good sense of, we don't expect everybody to be perfect. We don't expect everybody to be politically correct all the time. But we are going to call out institutions or individuals if they... are being cruel, if they are, you know, discriminating against people. We do want to raise awareness.
A good messaging, and always nice to hear a dad bragging on his daughters. Does he sound a little older to you?
Yes, he does. I was just thinking that, sweet Barry.
That's right. He's joining the old man former president club. Interesting. Great being back with you guys. We'll talk again tomorrow.
He can see again!
Yeah, baby!
Well, at least out of one eye.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.